Chapter 33. Cine Roman Cafe. One of a group of American gentlemen reads and translates from the weekly edition of Il Slanguaggio di Roma as follows. Wonderful discovery. Some 6 months ago, Signor John Smith, an American gentleman now some years a resident of Rome, purchased for a trifle a small piece of ground in the Campagna, just beyond the tomb of the Scipio family, from the owner, a bankrupt relative of the Princess Borghese. Mr. Smith afterward went to the Minister of the Public Records, and had the piece of ground transferred to a poor American artist named George Arnold, explaining that he did it as payment and satisfaction for pecuniary damage accidentally done by him long since upon property belonging to Signor Arnold, and further observed that he would make additional satisfaction by improving the ground for Signor A, at his own charge and cost. 4 weeks ago, while making some necessary excavations upon the property, Signor Smith unearthed the most remarkable ancient statue that has ever been added to the opulent art treasures of Rome. It was an exquisite figure of a woman, and though sadly stained by the soil and the mold of ages, no eye can look unmoved upon its ravishing beauty. The nose, the left leg from the knee down, an ear, and also the toes of the right foot, and two fingers of one of the hands were gone, but otherwise the noble figure was in a remarkable state of preservation. The government at once took military possession of the statue, and appointed a commission of art critics, antiquaries, and cardinal princes of the church, to assess its value and determine the remuneration that must go to the owner of the ground in which it was found. The whole affair was kept a profound secret until last night. In the meantime, the commission sat with closed doors and deliberated. Last night they decided unanimously that the statue was a Venus, and the work of some unknown, but sublimely gifted artist of the 3rd century before Christ. They consider it the most faultless work of art the world has any knowledge of. At midnight they held a final conference, and decided that the Venus was worth the enormous sum of 10 million francs. In accordance with Roman law and Roman usage, the government being half owner in all works of art found in the Campagna, the state has not to do but pay 5 million francs to Mr. Arnold and take permanent possession of the beautiful statue. This morning the Venus will be removed to the capital, there to remain, and at noon the commission will wait upon Signor Arnold with His Holiness the Pope's order upon the treasury for the princely sum of 5 million francs as gold. Chorus of voices. Ugh! It's no name for it. Another voice. Gentlemen, I propose that we immediately form an American joint stock company for the purchase of lands and excavations of statues here, with proper connections in Wall Street to bull and bear the stock. All. Greed. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.